we must cultivate our garden. You're right, said Pangloss, because when man was first put in the Garden of Eden, he was put there to dress and keep it, that is, to work, which proves that man was not born to be idle. Let's work without theorizing, said Martin. It's the only way to make life bearable. The whole group entered into this commendable plan, and each began to exercise his own talents. The little farm yielded abundant crops. Congrande was very ugly, it is true, but she soon became an excellent pastry cook. Parquet embroidered, and the old woman took care of the linens. Everyone made himself useful, even Brother Garofoli. He was a good carpenter, and he even became an honest man. Pangloss sometimes said to Candide, all events are interconnected in this best of all possible worlds. For if you hadn't been driven from a beautiful castle with hard kicks in the behind because of your love for Lady Commande, if you hadn't been seized by the Inquisition, if you hadn't wandered over America on foot, if you hadn't thrust your sword through the barren, if you hadn't lost all your sheep from the land of El Dorado, you wouldn't be candied citrons and pistachio nuts. Well said, replied Candide, but we must cultivate our garden. All events are interconnected in this best of all possible worlds. For if you hadn't been driven from a beautiful home in Cedar Valley with hard kicks in the behind because of Nelson Meatpacking Plant being shut down by the federal government, if you hadn't gone to Texas for 40 years, if you hadn't wandered all over the world helping seismic interpreters, if you hadn't got Landmark CO fired because of his public affair and left Landmark, and if you hadn't lost all your money in Landmark stock because you pursuing Hypermedia Corporation, if you hadn't been fired by Continuum Resources because you disagreed with the chief CEO's public affair, you wouldn't be eating zucchini crumb bread and Crenshaw melons. Well said, replied